Alexandra DiTrolio. Following Friday's referendum vote in Ireland, which paved the way for abortion to become legal in the country, Bishop Brendan Leahy of Limerick stated that he hoped a visit by Pope Francis in August will help bring healing. Bishop Leahy told Massgoers that the vote, quote, does not change our position. Our message is one of love, love for all, love for life, for those with us today, for those in the womb. The Pope is set to visit Ireland at the end of August for the World Meeting of Families. In a margin of 66.4% to 33.6%, referendum voters chose to repeal the Eighth Amendment, which gives an equal right to life to the mother and unborn. Subtropical Storm Alberto continues along the northern Gulf Coast and is maintaining its strength, keeping sustained winds of 60 miles per hour and moving north at 8 miles per hour. Forecasters warn that the storm would cause life-threatening surf conditions, possible tornadoes in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Alabama, and heavy rains in a number of areas. Meanwhile, in Maryland, a man remains missing after flash flooding in Ellicott City. The man has been identified as 39-year-old Edison Hermond, an active member of the Army National Guard. The flooding also caused severe damage only 2 years after another devastating flood hit the region. President Donald Trump laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier during a Memorial Day celebration today at Arlington National Cemetery. First Lady Melania Trump tweeted out thanks to, quote, all the service members and their families who sacrificed so much to keep us safe. Separately, President Trump has issued a warning to Congress that he will not sign another enormous government-wide spending bill. Democrats and Republicans have agreed that budgeting needs to go back to weeks of open debate and amendments that give power to rank-and-file lawmakers instead of giving the majority of power to a handful of lawmakers that meet separately. However, predictions for the passage of smaller bills is tepid, with only a small number looking passable by October 1st, which is the start of the new budget year. Should the bills not pass, it could lead to another government shutdown shortly before the midterm elections on November 6th. A California appeals court denied a request by the state's Attorney General, Javier Becerra, for an immediate stay on a lower court's ruling that overturned California's assisted suicide law. The stay was requested after it was ruled that the California legislature violated existing law when it passed the End of Life Option Act during a special session focused on healthcare. The law authorized doctors to prescribe lethal prescriptions to any patient that has been diagnosed by doctors to have 6 or less months to live. The most recent ruling gave Becerra 25 days to provide more arguments as to why a stay should be granted and the lower court's ruling suspended. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.